Patients who have a totally normal heart are very unlikely to have ventricular tachycardia, with few exceptions. One exception is the right ventricular outflow tract site. These individuals typically are younger and often have exercise onset of their arrhythmia. The other form of tachycardia that occurs in a normal ventricle is idiopathic left ventricular tachycardia. These are often not exercise-related. It occurs more commonly in men than in women. And a very important differential feature is that it frequently terminates almost 95% of the time with intravenous verapamil. This often leads to an erroneous diagnosis of supraventricular tachycardia because most clinicians do not know this particular arrhythmia is very sensitive to verapamil. This patient will typically have a right bundle branch block, superior axis morphology, and ventricular functions normal. Having said that, all of the other forms of ventricular tachycardia that are monomorphic in nature have underlying heart disease with very rare exceptions. Thus, if you have a history of heart disease and a Y-complex tachycardia is now seen, you should always, and I underscore always, consider ventricular tachycardia as the primary diagnosis.